Well, Aaron, let's kind of talk out. First of all, tell me if somebody was going to go on Facebook and they see Flint Ingredient Company, kind of tell us what Flint Ingredient Company is all about.
So Flint Ingredient Company is our 9.75-acre farm, and we do a diversity of vegetable products. We have three hightails, and we're putting up another one this fall because we farm all winter long. We had started with a small CSA that is still pretty small. We have about 25 members this year, and that really, like, having a CSA is such a connection with those people that I really, I love that connection with our customers, and I can't quite give it up, even though we have a million things going on. And then we have, for the last 4 years, been at the Flint Farmers Market with a stall that not only features our produce, but also other Michigan value-added products and things like milk and eggs. And last fall, we got an opportunity to open a small grocery store. Flint doesn't have any chain grocery stores. And so we had an opportunity for a formerly closed grocery store, a 7,500-square-foot store, which we opened in December with the help of a Kickstarter. Many people in the Flint community helped us raise $31,000 in 25 days on Kickstarter, which helped us get things going.
You guys are absolutely amazing. I mean, not only entrepreneurs, but, you know, you take this vision and you've made it grow in just craziness. I mean, to be able to say we farm in Michigan and raise vegetables year round in itself is amazing.
Yeah. And, you know, as we've become more popular, we found we couldn't grow enough vegetables on our farm to meet the demand for restaurants and our CSA members and the market. So we started working with other small farmers in about an hour radius and selling their produce in the store as well. And we have a small farm-to-table deli in the grocery store, which is making healthy, ready-to-eat food, which people are really excited about, too, because there's not a lot of healthy choices downtown Flint. And we have, you know, options for vegan, gluten-free, vegetarian, which is also hard to find.
What is going to be some of the favorite vegetables right now that folks are wanting that you're having to meet the demand with?
Oh, my gosh. Well, cherry tomatoes and the heirloom tomatoes are in high demand. Those are our specialty. We also specialize in a lot of the more unusual greens, which has been super hard to grow in the heat right now. We've had a really, really dry summer, so our greens have struggled a lot. But we also, I mean, we're deep into cucumber season and just starting with peppers, which are really, really popular, too. I know those are common things, but we get them a little bit earlier out of the hoop house.
What made you decide to apply for the 2016 Mortgage Lifter?
Well, we actually applied last year, and we were, you know, we just, on a whim, we heard about it somewhere online and then decided to do it. And then when it came around this year, we're like, let's do it again. We have more stuff going on. We can show that we've made improvements. Or more progress with our business plan, and we had some exciting things going on with a new mobile market that we're going to be jumping off next month, which is a huge partnership to bring in the community. We have lots of nonprofit partners that have contracted with us as an operating partner to bring fresh fruits and vegetables grown locally to different neighborhoods in Flint that don't have grocery stores.
What a neat opportunity. You applied, you kind of spent a little bit of time, posted it online through the Beekman Boys website, and lo and behold, on Monday, you get an email.
I didn't know to think if it was real or not. It was just, like, so, so thrilling. I had stopped at a rest area, saw the email, I called Franklin, and I was like, Franklin, we won. And he's like, shut up. He didn't believe me. And I was like, no, really, I'm sending you the email right now. And he's like, I've never won a contest before. It's really amazing. And then I got all teary-eyed because I was like, well, we are going to be able to do things we didn't think we were going to be able to do. And just to have a little bit of buffer, I know other small farmers can relate that just a little bit of buffer really helps so much. Because we put everything we earned back into the farm, and, you know, just to have be able to do something a little bit earlier than we thought we were going to be able to do it is a big deal.
What I find interesting as well, as you talked about specifically what you were going to do with that mortgage lifter, you're looking beyond just your little farm. I mean, you're talking mm-hmm. about the grocery store, your mobile market, and most importantly, getting some electricity on the place.
Yeah, so we have been without electricity for 4 years. We had bought a land-based property. It was vacant land, and we were able to get it at a really great price. So we were able to pay off the farm after a couple of years. But, you know, putting electricity in some of those more expensive pieces, water was more important. So we got water hooked up first. But we'd love to be able to have fans in the greenhouses, to be able to get some good air movement, especially with all the fungus problems we've had the last couple of years. And to be able to do a little cooler at the farm, to be able to keep product at its peak, those are all really, really important to us.
Now, you guys are also going to be doing beyond the electricity. You were talking about getting a refrigeration conversion and a trailer as well?
Yes. So we pick up from other farmers produce on a weekly basis, and that helps both to our store and to the farmers market and to the restaurants, and doing some like wholesale selling as well, and then to the new mobile market. I have a little Subaru Forester, and those trips, I cannot pack anything more in my car, and I blast my air conditioner to keep things as nice as possible, so this is going to be revolutionary for us.
Do you see some, because of this, maybe some even more expansion when it comes to working with other small farmers in the Flint area?
Yeah, we have been approached by a lot of people who either are interested in growing or starting to grow at a smaller scale, and we provide a lot of technical assistance, like this is when you need to pick it, this is what we can price it. We talk about uniformity within the product. So we really feel like we're building everyone's skills, including our own, because by teaching you learn. And I think that's really helping people see farming is very viable in this community and that there are markets for people to sell their product to. And I think that's what drives an industry. And we have a lot of aging farmers in our community that are starting to get out of the business, and we don't have a lot of people coming up, but we're starting to see a change in that.
Well, we congratulate you. $20,000 and being this year's Lyft winner.
I mean, we are so grateful.
It's pure poetry to what you wrote, and a neat opportunity not only for you guys, but also to be able to help out some of the other in the area and bring some great fresh produce to those that need it.
Yeah, and with the lead contamination in our water and the kids who have been exposed to that, the best thing they can do is eat healthy and eat fruits and vegetables. And so we're really running with that. Like, here's our chance to get everyone eating healthy and getting some good nutrition into our children.
Erin, did you ever think that you would take on the role of being an educator when it came to raising the produce like you have?
So I've kind of always been an educator. I worked previously for the Ruth Mott Foundation and did gardening education and taught people how to grow food. I also work part-time for Michigan State University and help other farmers grow in high tunnels through a program called Hoop Houses for Health. So, I mean, that's just in my blood, and that's just part of it, you know. So I think I help teach whatever I'm into at the time, and right now that's, and I see for the foreseeable future, that's farming and being a small producer.
Well, I know Franklin isn't on the phone with us at this moment, but what has been Franklin's reaction?
He is so chill, but he's not at the same time, because he just keeps looking at me like, I cannot believe this is happening. And he has been like the positive driver of, like, he's like, we're doing this. We've got this. We're going to do the next thing. And, you know, like, we are just so motivated to do good stuff in our community and invest in our community that he's just like, he's incredulous and excited.
Well, anything else you wanted to add?
Website,
Facebook page, social media, how can folks find out more about you?
Yeah, absolutely. So our Flint Ingredient Company Facebook page is the farm web page. And then the local grocer, it was our grocery store, and we have a Facebook page for that. We're also on Instagram at Local Grocer Flint, and we have Pinterest site as well, where we post recipes by vegetables, so you can learn how to cook stuff.